Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again. And we're coming, or rather, I am coming to you with another episode of the Agape Love, Love is Here podcast, a voice of light in the darkness, the oppressed spirit. We're beginning episode number 36 today, and it's called A Life-Giving Spirit. Remember, we've been working through that humanity is basically an oppressed spirit, and they don't even know it. Some do, but most don't. I didn't know that I was one, and I took this from Dr. Miles Monroe, the Leading Edge Leadership Conference. Dr. Miles Monroe was the senior pastor who's gone on to heaven now with his wife, Ruth. They were from the Bahamas Faith Ministries. I was a student of his, long distance. I read all of his books, and I watched him live Sunday mornings, and I watched all his conferences. He had a unique perspective of who humanity was, because he grew up in the Bahamas as a child when it was a colony of England. Even though he was of African descent, he was taught British history, British language, British rules, not African. He was never taught the African history from his parents and grandparents. And so he learned that he was ignorant also. Then God had to show him, but you're ignorant about this spiritual kingdom, spiritually called heaven, and that we were spiritual kings and we didn't know it. So out came this oppressed spirit teaching from him that I watched and tweaked and added to, and I learned. And I've been bringing it to you so you too will learn about that you are probably an oppressed spirit, ignorant of who you really are spiritually, the kingdom that you came from, what kind of authority and dominion spiritually that you have. So let's pick up in episode number 36, where we were talking about being a life-giving spirit. Even if you believe in a God, which I'm going to say almost 100% of humanity always has. You may believe in gods, or you might believe in great beliefs and confessions, but everybody, most of the time, without them knowing it, was trying to become who we really were, which we were told in a scripture in the authorized King James Bible, in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. We were blessed to be leaders, kings, and rulers, to have dominion and authority on earth, over the earth. That means our dirt body and our souls. And we were to rule in righteousness, truth, and justice, spiritually, so that nature, the five senses, the natural world, that other realm, other than the spirit realm, could see and experience and know the kingdom of heaven through us, through our leadership and dominion. That didn't happen, as you know. But I did learn that you can still be spiritually oppressed and believe in a God. Follow prophets, follow religious texts, pray, do fasting. You can still be oppressed and not have your will set free. And you can still be a potential captive of ignorance, darkness, many spiritual things that you don't even know. And so you have to be taught slowly. You have to become a student, get under a master teacher. Nowadays, there's plenty of books, there's audio books, there's videos, there's teaching, there's all kinds of help, and you don't even have to go in person anymore. There's studies online, there's all kinds of history. You know, I studied the ancient Egyptians, and even before that, to study about the ancient gods and our belief in gods and our relationship to them. You have to go back to our beginnings and study our relationship to spiritual things. and how we interpret them and try to connect with them in so many different ways. Well, you've got to have some spiritual reality, some information, if you're going to become unoppressed and become a true and free spiritual forever person who is a king of the kingdom of heaven. You might call heaven paradise, the afterlife, or other names. It's pretty much the same. And there's only one God up there, which you may call him many different names, and it's his kingdom. And he's trying to bring all of that knowledge to us. And it's just having a hard time to do that. So here in number 36, we've discovered that we were to be a life-giving spirit, sort of like a tree producing fruit. And people could come to us and see our light, our fruit, our knowledge. They could listen to us. But most of us, the stuff we are producing, is evil, wicked, dark, hateful, envious, jealous, full of horrible pride and lusting. And it's not righteous fruit. But you're to become a spiritual tree that produces sweet and beautiful, majestic fruit, knowledge, truth, love, joy, peace. But most of us, I was one, we were trapped in this oppression, even if we were in some form of religion. And we read our religious texts, and we prayed, and we fasted. We were still an oppressed spirit. We were not fully aware of nor mature enough to develop this fruit, to become a fruit-bearing tree, plant, or vine. And why was that so? Because the seed that was in us, the spiritual heart, our mind, of our spirit, was still oppressed by an oppressor. An oppressor is something that maybe keeps you covered up, even though you fight to get free, keeps you chained, keeps your eyes closed with maybe a blindfold. Or maybe your brain isn't working right, and you're sort of deaf and blind and maybe dumb, which means having no knowledge. Some kind of an oppressor was there, and we needed to be set free of that. Was that a spiritual thing? Could be. Was it just ignorance? Could be. Was it just confusion, perversion? Could be. Was our soul in charge over our spirit? Probably. Were we more of a soulish and physical being than a spiritual being? Yes. So our spirit has to get free. And then our spirit has to be eating right, placed in the right spiritual environment, soil, sort of speaking, so that sunshine can come in, proper water, light, truth, and we can have a gardener that makes sure there's no bugs or weeds around us so we can grow. Sort of another example would be like a child. It needs to grow in the womb. It needs food and water it gets from the mother. Then it comes out and it must be fed. And over years it grows and grows and grows, if it gets the right food and is sort of properly watered. So you can look at yourself as a plant that has a seed in it. The seed needs to be planted in the right soil and receive the right types of nutrients and sunlight and water. Or you can see yourself as a child, sort of like an egg, and a sperm come together and it starts producing another physical body where the spirit can inhabit. But this all takes time. And until you're completely free, you are an oppressed spirit, and your will, your desire, your strength is broken. You might have a teeny-weeny fraction that wants to be free and to know what the truth is, but you're so tormented, abused, controlled, in slavery, oppressed, that you have almost lost all your hope and have become hopeless, and that you have settled in to being a slave of some type of oppressor. And you don't believe that you have the capacity to become a free spirit. That's for other people. Some people believe it will never happen in their earthly lifetime, and so they choose, say, suicide to be free, because they have no alternatives to get free of this oppression. And they don't know what freedom is. They don't know who they're to be. But trying to get free of the oppression, of being oppressed, even spiritually, is so hard for so many. For the oppressed spirit and its broken will, one must get set free through spiritual deliverance and healing. That's for the spirit. In the soul part, that's where mental health counseling comes in, and friends, and support groups, and education, and knowledge. But when you're dealing with the spirit, it's a whole nother realm. It still needs hope and healing, and it needs love and support, and it needs what we call deliverance, getting set free of certain things that it may not even know are controlling it. The spiritual mind, the heart, has to be set free, and then slowly be fed new truth and light. And then slowly what will happen is the spirit will begin asking questions, and it will get answers, and it will reject everyone's spiritual opinion about itself except what its deliverer, which is the king of the kingdom of heaven, called the Heavenly Father, tells it. When one starts getting free, and you can see this in movies, where slaves try to become free, their controllers, their oppressors, fight back and kill them. Spartacus is a great movie to watch from ancient slavery, and how the slaves tried to rise up and be set free. You can see it in all cultures, all ages of time, slavery and slave owners, and oppression for the physical body and spiritually. You can see it spiritually through a lot of ignorance, because our spirit and our soul are trying to find a connection to God's. That's true since day one in humanity. When you become set free, delivered, and your will begins healing, you begin learning who you are. Slowly, if you have the right teachers, the right spiritual environment, and you get the right knowledge, you will learn that you were called to be a king and a ruler, and you are now reborn into those new ideas, which are ancient and old. It's an everlasting covenant, Genesis 1, 26 through 28, of your Creator. It's an everlasting covenant to you. That starts being planted in your spirit, in your spiritual mind, and it starts growing. As God waters it with His agape love, His light and truth, He shows you through many different demonstrations, that seed of who you really are begins growing in your spiritual heart and mind. And then you declare it to yourself, and you choose to be free of the oppression and the oppressors. And as layers and layers of darkness, confusion, ignorance become light, and you become set free and delivered, things start changing. And I want to stop right here. Even though you may have a small desire to be set free and healed, it is very frightening, and you need somebody to reach down to you, to protect you, hold your hand, give you hope, stand the ground for you, take the hits, stand as a shield in front of you while you're getting healed. And that's what Pastor Deborah has always done. Pastor Deborah is a soldier. She's also a spiritual mother and teacher. She understands getting set free is very scary. And when you do, you're like a child, a baby. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to fight yet. My job is to stand and fight spiritually and through words and prayers and to help you until you can stand and help others. So I want to end this episode right here. And we'll pick up again in the next episode of The Oppressed Spirit. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.